The GOP is hoping to make inroads in Massachusetts, where it currently holds no statewide offices, no seats in the state's congressional delegation, and is outnumbered in the legislature by about 5-1. Republican National Committee member Ron Kaufman of Massachusetts, who's been a party official for more than 25 years, said he sees a lot of enthusiasm. More people are signing up to volunteer on campaigns, and unlike years past, there is a full Republican ticket.
But most importantly, I'm upbeat about the one thing that we have, thanks to Barack Obama, a great climate to run in.
What Republicans may have in enthusiasm, they lack in experience. With the exception of Charlie Baker, the convention-endorsed candidate for governor, and his running mate Karen Pulido, who ran statewide in 2010, the rest of the ticket is unknown and untested. Saturday's convention in Boston was the first time on the big stage for most of the candidates. Delegates nominated Brian Herr, a selectman from Hopkinton, to run against Democratic U.S. Senator Ed Markey in November. Herr described himself as a reasonable, responsible, respectful Republican who supports term limits, tax cuts, and a constitutional amendment requiring a balanced federal budget.
Now, I know this is going to be a tough race. I know it's going to be a tough race.
Democratic Governor Deval Patrick is not running for a third term. Attorney General Martha Coakley and Treasurer Steve Grossman are both running for governor. Republicans have had some success in past elections in Massachusetts when they have not faced Democratic incumbents. John Miller, the Republican candidate for Attorney General, is a lawyer, an expert in public infrastructure contracting, with degrees in civil engineering and soil mechanics from MIT.
Not what you would expect from a nominee for Attorney General, right? Well, I'm not your typical candidate.
The delegates endorsed Mike Heffernan for treasurer. He has over 25 years of private sector experience in financial services.
So I am not your typical candidate running for political office. I believe in elected public service over career politics.
The party also endorsed Patricia St. Aubin, an accountant, to run against State Auditor Suzanne Bump, and Dave Darcangelo to oppose Secretary of State Bill Galvin. The Massachusetts Democratic Party has a vaunted get-out-the-vote effort for statewide elections, but Republicans are showing signs of closing the gap in the so-called ground game, according to political consultant Tony Signoli.
They're using things like data mining, a better and higher form of getting out the vote and voter ID, made famous by no less than President Obama's team and Deval Patrick's. Smart on their part. Now, if they've got candidates who can really get the rubber to meet the road, that can make a difference.
Signoli said to be successful, Republican candidates must hold on to their base, but also appeal to independents who make up more than 50% of the state's electorate. Unenrolled Massachusetts voters can decide to vote in either party's primary. Reporting from Boston, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.